Degrees and Drizzly here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Nashville property valuations and the resulting tax bills have been creating controversy from businesses that fear they'll have to close because of the costs. Starting today, owners can begin formally appealing their assessments. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports some properties have already gotten adjustments.
Nearly 3,000 property owners asked the assessor's office for what's known as an informal review. WPLN asked for the data and found that almost half got their values lowered. Those outcomes add up. Values came down by a total of $54 million, which will impact tax bills. Still, some owners who still disagree with assessments can now pursue more formal appeals. There's now a one-month window to ask for one of those.
Property appeals are heard by the Board of Equalization. Visit WPLN.org to read more about the process, including the number to call for an appointment. The autonomous vehicle company Waymo is pulling its cars from Nashville highways. News station WKRN reports Waymos will be available only for surface street trips in Music City. It's a temporary pause to give the software time to get better at navigating construction zones. The Vanderbilt baseball team will not play in the College World Series. For the first time in two decades, the Commodores were not in the bracket for the NCAA tournament that was unveiled yesterday. Sports Illustrated reports the blow is expected after Vanderbilt lost the Southeastern Conference Championship. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org.